course they didn't have rubber tires then.
On a buggy, the things that the traces come back to in order to hook it up, do you know what that would be called?
I can remember the bridle that went over the, and the reins, but the things that went from the buggy that you put the horse in between, I can't think what they were called.
Well, when you were carrying a load of wood or things in your wagon, the farmers were, how did you describe that?
Carrying what?
When he was carrying a load of wood or cotton, what would you say what he's...
Carrying a load of cotton, a load of wood, or a load of...
If there was a log across the road, what would you say that you tied the rope to it and what?
I would imagine they'd have to do something, roll it off of the road or something. I don't know. I don't ever remember anything like that. But almost everywhere you went, back in those days, there was a creek you'd have to go across some way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And
how would you get across those?
Well, they were never deep. You could drive a buggy through it or wagon through it. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have stumps that the mules had to get out of the way, out of the ground?
Yeah.
How did they do that?
With a chain.
Mm-hmm.
They hooked them up to something and... I don't know how they hooked them up, but they pulled them out with chains.
Mm-hmm.
All that. Chains or ropes, I don't remember. Yeah, I guess chains.
Mm-hmm. If a branch fell across the road or something like that, what would they do then?
Well, I imagine back in those days, everybody just... They didn't do like they do now, go around it. Somebody'd get out and remove it. People just did more for people than they do now in the way of those things.
Yeah.
And see, the houses were so far apart out in the country. Of course, my grandmother, I don't remember, because before I was born, she moved. She was lived in the country, and then they moved to town. My mother was born in town.
Mm-hmm.
And
when the spring, did they help each other with the...
Yeah, with their crops. And if somebody was hard up, there'd always be somebody to go help them.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't take money from each other.
Mm-hmm.
They just helped each other.
Mm-hmm.
Which you don't see now much of.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would go and somebody was behind with their crop or it failed or something, had to be replanted or something, and they'd, different ones would go help them do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody ever took any money for anything like that. They never dreamed of paying anybody, taking pay for anything like that, you know.
Just
did things for each other. And if somebody was building a house, the friends and neighbors would help build. But they don't do that now.
Mm-hmm. What do you break the ground with in the spring? What did they break up the ground with?
Honey, I don't know. I imagine plows.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine.
Okay. How did they keep the rows even?
The roads?
The rows between the, you know, when they plow. How did they keep those rows even?
Well, of course, that all depended on the land.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that set to come on.
No,
that wasn't what clicked.
I thought this was...
That was that.